In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of doubt, to the river so deep. I know I'm searching for something.
Tuesday morning, here we go, back to school for most, although not all. I believe Prairie School is still out today, and it's a short work week for most. And it looks as if it's going to be a cloudy one for the next few days. But yeah, first little snowfall there, messing with us on Turkey weekend. But overall, hope you had some good family time. We got a little turkey yourself. Probably a few leftovers going to work today with a lot of people in households as well. And maybe two and some back-to-school lunches as well. Friday night at Libel Field, it's high school football action, the playoff round. I see starting at 5:15 Friday night, O'Neill and Riffle. And then at 7:30, the Boulders takes on Winston-Knoll. Miller and Campbell have the bye until the 24th. But yeah, we've gotten there. We're at the point of high school football playoffs and probably another 2-3 weeks away from volleyball playoffs cranking up as well. Halloween candy is everywhere. I noticed on the long weekend at a few stops, there were bowls of Halloween candy out where I went. And it's more expensive than last year, too. And you can blame the higher cocoa costs for the increase on those mini chocolate bars that certainly haven't gotten any bigger from last year either. And apparently mini chip bag portions are down 10 to 20% as well, which does not surprise me. Every year, Halloween candy seems to be getting smaller and smaller. But Halloween on a Friday night this year, so I suspect that may mean extra visitors because it's the weekend. Might have to stock up a little more than you normally do, even though it's costing more. Hey, this Thursday night, I sure hope you can join me as I'm MC again. It's my honor for the Alzheimer's Society of Saskatchewan Night to Remember Gala at the Casino Regatta Show Lounge. It's an evening in support of people living with dementia and our commitment to dementia research right here in the province. It's a dinner. It's a live auction. Of course, entertainment. My friend Megan Nash out of Moose Jaw is going to be the entertainment this year and a few other surprises. And we're expecting a packed house Thursday night, but we can always make room for more. So if you would like to join us at the Alzheimer's Society of Saskatchewan Night to Remember Gala this Thursday, sure hope you do so. Brooke Smith can help you out. I'll give you the number here if you want to jot it down for tickets. Her number is 306, of course, 949-3402. 949-3402. You can also go and get a phone number and details at the Alzheimer's Society of Saskatchewan website, too. The gala comes as there are drugs now that could help slow down Alzheimer's progression. This is crazy. Drugs that are actually approved in 44 countries, including every member of the G7, except for Canada.
These new therapies bring new hope because they can actually modify what's going on within the brain.
That's Dr. Sarah Mitchell, neurologist at Toronto Sunnybrook Hospital, who says it's difficult to explain to our patients that treatments are out there, but just not here. Which is so frustrating, knowing that help is out there, but it's out of our reach. And they're intravenous medications that are called lecanemab and donanemab. And while they can't cure Alzheimer's, they can slow it. And if there's an early diagnosis, they can slow the progression.
The data shows that actually those patients in these trials that received these drugs had a slower rate of decline of about 30% compared to a control group.
And these drugs are not without risk. They have side effects, too, like fever, nausea, and in some cases, swelling of the brain. They only work for patients whose disease has not progressed too far. But it's not even clear why it's taken Health Canada more than 2 years to review this and approve these medications. They only say that they will only approve drugs if the benefits outweigh any potential risks. But these two drugs, which have been so vital to slowing the progress down for those stateside, but not here in Canada. So frustrating, but again, hope to see you at the gala Thursday night, Casino Regatta Show Lounge. We'd love to meet you there.
You can do magic. You can have anything that you desire. Magic. And you know.
Do joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom, where it appears it's going to take a little Blue Jays magic to haul out of a deficit of two games against your Mariners.
Man, that was a wild weekend.
You look happy right now.
I'm relieved.
Your Jets are doing well. I think they're 2-1 on the new season already.
They beat Evan Bray's Islanders yesterday.
Oh, yeah. 5-2.
Jonathan Toews getting his first point since he is, I would say, back. Yeah. With Winnipeg, but he's never been with Winnipeg other than in his hometown. So,
what do you think it is about the Jays? Why are there's no offensive explosion like against the Yankees?
I think I'm as puzzled as a lot of other people are. I mean, I was fully assuming they would come out and slug just like they did against the Yankees. But I guess at the end of the day, it could be testament to how good the Mariners pitching staff is compared to the Yankees.
Yeah. Were they the favorites going into this series? They must have been because of their pitching. Is
the Blue Jays, from what I saw, were favored slightly over the Mariners. But it wasn't a big gap between the two.
Okay, down two. And now it all goes to Seattle for the next three games, right?
Two games for sure.
Yeah.
Game five, if necessary, and then game six and seven would be back in Toronto if they can.
How confident are you, Kevin? Do you believe it's going back to Toronto?
I feel good, but if Toronto wins the next game, it's only 2-1.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's not so insurmountable. So we'll see.
All right, Kevin. And a little snow with your turkey dinner. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was good. Yeah, a couple meals.
Got a little blustery there, didn't it?
It did.
A little depressing, but
the roads were just wet, it seemed like. Yeah. At least in Regina, because I was driving Ring Road on the night, it was snowing. And mostly just wet, not overly slippery.
Okay, well, there's no fresh snow on the ground here at the start of this short work week. It is a bare pavement. However, earlier this morning, I thought maybe there would be, road hazard here this morning. Help me out, Kevin. 1500 block Victoria Avenue. That's what I'm trying to say. There was a big blaze and Regina fire crews put it out. I'm looking at some of these photos they shared and I've reshared them on my morning show Facebook page. That was a big blaze. What's happened here?
Yeah, it was. And the road had been shut down there just east of Broad for last night. But as we're hearing this running from Abby Zivrink, who was actually down there, the road is back up, flowing as per normal again. But the damage is certainly evident. She was on the street. And at one point, somebody drove up to her, stopped right in the middle of Victoria, rolled the window down. And I'm like, man, that was sure a fire. Comments to that effect. And so we just actually got a call back. Our newsroom did from the fire department moments ago. They said fire actually started in a building that was going up. It was being constructed. It was being built. It was a multi-family residence. So nobody's actually living there at the time. But the fire was so massive, it did damage some neighboring homes as well. As far as we know, nobody is reported hurt. They are still looking into the cause.
And this is just an unfortunate incident. Sadly, someone has died from this too, but what happened here? A truck went out of control at the intersection of Dutney Avenue and Elphinstone on the weekend and killed someone?
Yeah, so unfortunately, one of those wrong place at the wrong time, there was a 19-year-old woman sitting in a bus stop, very common in this city for obviously people to be waiting for a bus. And at the time, police say a freight truck somehow crashed into a light pole and then hit the bus shelter. The woman was taken to hospital, but she died. And now they're trying to figure out, as far as we know, what caused that truck to lose control and to smash into that shelter.
Okay, and just to circle back to that fire on Victoria Avenue, there's no one was hurt.
No injuries reported.
Okay. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Thank you, Kevin. Hey, coming up after the 7 o'clock news, my friend and CEO of Agribition, Sean Kindop, is going to be popping by. Yeah, 40 days away from Agribition, the rodeo, everything, returning in 40 days. We'll get the very latest on what's new in just a few moments. It's 6:57 now.
You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shades.
Well, if you get away for the rodeo, you got to wait another 40 days, give or take. That is when Agribition returns to Regina, November 24th through the 29th. And, of course, yes, Maple Leaf Rodeo is going to return as well. We're going to get some details right now from the CEO of Agribition. Sean Kindop is here. Thank you again for joining me, buddy.
Yeah, good morning. Anytime you can follow Garth's a good day.
Yes, it certainly is. And look, I know you guys do so much great work behind the scenes. You've been nominated for a few awards. So why don't you brag a little? What's going on for the Agribition crew there?
Yeah, super proud. You know, just recently we won Business of the Year Under 20s Employees at the Hospitality Awards, which is Tourism Saskatchewan a couple weeks ago in Saskatoon. And next month we will be heading to Gatineau as we've been nominated for Business Event of the Year and have recently been chosen as a finalist for the Canadian Tourism Awards. So
well, that's
big
awesome.
Things happening and incredibly proud of the team and the volunteers and staff.
Why do you think there's been so much recognition? I know it's hard work, but is it the event itself or what do you think it is?
Yeah, it's so special. Everybody behind the scenes and, you know, on the front lines with Agribition, every single one of them puts the event above themselves, you know, and I think that it's just starting to speak for itself a little bit. You know, but we don't get to sit over here and brag about all the awards and the things that, you know, that we're nominated for and have won without people buying tickets and, you know, just supporting us, you know, and the volunteers. I can't talk enough about the people that support Agribition. It doesn't go unnoticed, and we're incredibly thankful.
Well, Sean, it's an international event when it does arrive here on the 24th of November, and you go around the world trying to, you know, sell Agribition. In fact, you're returning to Mexico, I think, here soon. What's going to happen then?
Yeah, Mexico is an incredible supporter of ours. We're heading down to meet with the Jalisco Cattlemen's Association. They got a massive show down there that's actually 3 weeks long. So they're similar to our SCA. So we're going to go down and meet with their president and some more breeders down there to try and recruit another delegation coming back to Agribition this November.
Okay. And the rodeo is back, an association you've had with Maple Leaf Rodeo for a number of years now. What's going to happen here this year? Starts on the Wednesday of the Agribition, right?
Yeah, the rodeo is going to run Wednesday the 26th and end on Championship Saturday on the 29th. Yeah, and if you've never been to the rodeo, it's the atmosphere in there is second to none. It's I highly recommend it. And if you have never been, the Wednesday is free, so try and get there early. And you know, if you have fun, you know, try and get a ticket for the remainder of the show.
What's incredible about the rodeo the last number of years is it sells out rather quickly, especially that Friday, Saturday, doesn't it?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday is definitely one that sells out along with Wednesday with it being free night. So yeah, you know, tickets go on sale today. So make sure that we make sure that you're on the ball and you know, it's not something you're going to regret by any means.
Okay. And this year, traditionally, you have, all the cattle come in from, all the provinces and international visitors come. Is this one of the largest events we hold every year at the Real District?
Yeah, it is. It's a massive event, you know, and it does so much for the province and the city. One thing that we are proud of is that we happen during typically a tourism off season. So as we head into Christmas, you know, we can fill hotels and fill restaurants and get people to get in out and see the other tourism attractions that we have in our city. But yeah, it's a massive event responsible for almost $120 million in economic impact for our province and something we don't take lightly.
Okay, so today's the day if you want to get your tickets in advance, right?
You bet.
Okay, so just hit up the Agribition website. And Sean, I wish you well with all the organizing that's got to be done before it arrives on the 24th. Bigger, better, and can't wait for it to return to town. Thanks for all the details.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
CEO of Agribition, Sean Kindop there. Still to come, we are all over this blaze that happened last night at Victoria Avenue, an apartment building under construction, and some neighboring houses, 1,500 block burnt down. The cause is still under investigation, but we were on the scene earlier. Our reporter, Abby Ziverink, reporting this morning an update telling us you can still smell the smoke lingering in the neighborhood, and it's quite the damage. Some homes burnt right down to the ground. We will get more from Abby and Kevin Martell here in just a few moments at 7:30. Yeah, it's back to work for a short work week. You're back to school for many today, too. And Evan Bray has chosen to take an extra long holiday weekend by pretty much saying goodbye all week here. So stepping in nicely is Tamara Cherry. Tamara, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Greg. Always a pleasure.
You had a good Thanksgiving?
I did. It was a quiet Thanksgiving. We're having our big Thanksgiving dinner next week. But my kids, my youngest anyway, my seven-year-old, was loving the snow yesterday.
Yeah, it's quickly disappearing here. Yeah. But it got pretty blustery after such a great day Saturday. I hauled all my patio furniture in and got everything done except the raking of leaves.
I hope my husband didn't hear you say that, because on Friday he was saying, I'm going to bring in the patio cushions tomorrow, right? I'm like, but it's going to be 24 degrees out. No. So not only did I not use them, but then we're watching the snow dumping down on Sunday. And I'm like, sorry. Sunshine coming. So he's going to be doing that later this week.
Well, it's a little cloudy and gloomy for the next few days here, but hopefully some sun returns at the end of the week. Boy, you have to look to the Middle East and give President Donald Trump his props. He seems to have pulled off a peace deal. There's a lot of work to do, but man, it was fascinating watching the 20 reunited with their family
The
reaction. It was, brought a tear to my eye, wasn't it? This is incredible. Hugging, it was over 700 and some days.
It was just, I had avoided the videos throughout the day. I had other stuff going on, but had looked through all of the photo galleries and everything of the reunions. And then last night after my parents left, they were over for dinner, I went to the computer and started watching these videos and just tears streaming down my face like, oh my God. I can't imagine these families, and just watching the anticipation as they're waiting for their loved ones to be released and then to finally have that reunion, and then just to be thinking about the road that lies ahead. I hope it is peace in the Middle East, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm not so confident on that. We're going to be talking about that off the top of the show, but I'm happy those hostages are home. I'm happy that for now, people in Gaza are starting to, I don't know. There's aid coming in. I'm full of hope, but also hesitantly so.
I think the world is right now on that one too. So what else you got coming up on the show, Tamara?
There's an interesting campaign that is happening this week, a public awareness campaign. So next month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but this week there's a group of charities in Canada and here in the province who are sounding the alarm on one aspect of intimate partner violence in particular, and that is brain injuries that are suffered by victims and survivors. So we often think of intimate partner violence. We've been hearing the term coercive control lately. We do, of course, think of physical assaults, sexual assaults, but brain injuries in particular from women who are concussed by their intimate partners and what the ramifications of that can be. So I'm really looking forward to that conversation. We're also going to be speaking about Canada Post and the impact that that strike has had on charities and whether they will be able to play catch up on their, holiday fundraising campaigns, given all the work rule stuff that's happened of late. We're going to be starting out talking about Israel and talking about the federal government. I don't know if you watched President Trump's remarks yesterday when he was looking around for where's Canada?
Carney.
Where's Canada? Oh, hello, Mr. President.
Yes.
Okay, he didn't call him Governor Carney, so that
he
was
good. He joked about that after. Caught
Did
on a hot
okay,
mic.
I didn't see that.
Carney went up to him and thanked him. He said, hey, thanks for upgrading me to president. And he said, at least I didn't call you governor. And he joked back.
I didn't even hear that part.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was funny.
Hopefully, is that a sign of good things to come?
Apparently, Carney couldn't find a plane, though, with a Canadian military to fly him, so he had to go to Uber Air. And I'm not making that up.
Are
he
you joking?
He had to charter a private plane to get there,
Uber
too.
Uber Air. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, we don't use Uber Air. It's not in our class. But all right, Tamara, sounds like you're going to have a full show filling in for Evan Bray. Thanks for popping by with a bit of a tease of what's coming up here. CJME News Time now is 7:27.